Hi, how are you doing? My name's Joe Saeed. I come from New Mexico State University's Cotton Genetics and Breeding Program under Dr. Zhenfa Zhang at New Mexico State University. Today I'm going to be talking about a combination of two studies that I've done. One is a meta-analysis that compares upland and interspecific upland Pima populations with the meta-analysis, and the next is a development of a cotton QTL database. So those of you that are unfamiliar with QTL, quantitative trait loci, which are QTL, is a DNA fragment which is associated with a quantitative trait. The DNA fragment QTL are identified on chromosomes by molecular markers. QTL mapping studies from 1998 through 2014 have reported over 2,200 QTLs from approximately 100 publications. QTL identified in cotton span a variety of traits from fiber quality, yield-related resistance, and other trait types. So some issues with QTL mapping in cotton. Because a QTL is a simple marker trait association, false positives do exist. Comparison among QTL studies is difficult because previous QTL studies have varied in population type, markers used, trait types, generations. Very few QTLs have been validated, and therefore very few have been used in cotton breeding programs. Therefore, there's an urgent need to perform a comprehensive QTL meta-analysis and to develop a QTL database. Now, those of you unfamiliar with QTL meta-analysis, the first one in cotton was done in 2007 by Rong. He used 432 QTL in varying population types. Succeeding this in 2010 by LeCape was a study in interspecific Pima upland cotton, or upland Pima cotton, using 651 traits that only focused on fiber quality QTL. The next meta-analysis done by myself in 2013 used 1,223 QTL from varying population types. Since then, more than 1,000 QTL have been reported. So there are three objectives from this study. The first was to perform a very comprehensive QTL meta-analysis with over 2,200 QTLs to identify QTL clusters and hotspots. The next was to develop a QTL cotton database, which we called Cotton QTL DB. It allows users to select QTL from upland or interspecific upland by Pima populations and project those QTL graphically onto chromosomes. One of our goals is to keep this database current, so it accepts QTL input from the cotton community. So if you email us, the curators, we will review your data and upload it onto the database if that's your wish. So our materials and methods for QTL meta-analysis, roughly 100 publications from upland and upland by Pima studies were used in this meta-analysis. A total of 66 trait types, but mainly fiber quality, yield, resistance, and other traits were used in this meta-analysis. QTL names, associated markers, chromosomes, traits, positions, LOD scores, phenotypic variants, positions and confidence intervals were all inputted into this meta-analysis. We used the BioMercator version 3 software to perform the meta-analysis and projected it onto the consensus map. So earlier I said that there were false positives declared since a QTL is an association between a trait and a marker. Well, we used 4 or more QTL to declare a cluster or a hotspot. And the reason for this is if you have one QTL, you can have a 50-50 shot of whether it's there or it's not there. When you have 2 QTL, it reduces your false positive 25%, 12.5, and then 6.25. So we're dealing with a much lower false positive rate declaring clusters or hotspots using 4 or more QTL. So a cluster is a QTL region containing multiple QTL of various trait types, whereas a hotspot or an MQTL is only one specific trait type, let's say fiber length, for example. So the software for the database was all programmed in Python, and it uses a linker algorithm that associates the consensus map with the QTL data and then projects that onto a chromosome for the user to see. So it will give the user a visual output of the chromosome with the QTL data, along with an Excel file that the user can also download for themselves and use for their own analysis or use with BioMercator software, whatever meta-analysis software they want. And for this reason, we kept that all of the data in that format. This is the results of our meta-analysis. This is for the upland population. As you can see, a total of 1,192 QTLs were reported, and then we identified from that 58 clusters and 51 hotspots in the population. This is the same table, but for interspecific upland by Pima. 1,082 QTL were reported by various studies, and we identified 76 clusters and 46 hotspots. And as you can see, the numbers are fairly even so that the user can make a meaningful comparison between the two. There's not a vastly, you know, larger number of QTL in one population versus the other. This is an example of the BioMercator output with QTL clusters and hotspots. The black lines represent clusters, and the colored lines represent QTL hotspots. So the blue is a fiber length, orange fiber strength. This is a darker brown. It's a little bit difficult to see on the screen, but this is a micronair. And I just chose chromosome 7 because it had a nice stacking of hotspots and clusters. So this was the result of all of this work. We put all of this data into the QTL database, and this is the homepage that the user gets when they go onto the site. And it basically has background information on cotton, why this is important to the cotton community, references, contact information, and trait description. So the next page, I cut it off for the sake of the PowerPoint, but if you actually went to the site and scrolled down, you would see that there's 66 different trait descriptions. I only have about five here. This is the data sources. Again, this is close to 100 data sources, different publications in both populations. And I cut it off for the sake of the PowerPoint, but again, it's a lot of data that we went through to make this. This is the QTL search page, and it's some of the traits, like amino acid content, are not heavily studied or haven't been studied in both populations, but you'll see things like bull weight, bull size, or bull weight, anyway, both populations are clickable here. If the box doesn't exist, it means that I couldn't find an interspecific example of that to put in the database. This is an example of the database's output. Over here, you see marker names and positions. And over here, you see individual QTL names, the position of the QTL, what population it's in, and the confidence interval. I don't know if I can zoom in or not. This is the data submission page. So I had said earlier that users can email or give their data to us and we will upload it onto the database. But if you don't necessarily want to share your data with everyone and make it publicly available, there is this option here to upload your own file and use the software to view your own QTL in the privacy of your own computer without actually putting it on the database alongside of all the QTL in the database. But you can also formally submit it and it become a part of the database. This is the data submission format screen. So it just tells the user exactly how to format the data with map name, QTL name, chromosome, the trait, log score, phenotypic variants. This field here is left over from BioMercator version 1 and 2, and it stayed in the software, but it stands for single interval mapping, and this is almost usually no, because nobody really uses this anymore. So that field was just populated by n's. The position and the left and right confidence interval. And here's an explanation of all of these terms for the user. So the accessibility of the Cotton Marker database, Cotton QTL database, is cottonqtldb.org. It provides the Cotton community with a resource and tool to analyze and visualize QTL previously identified. And existing databases like Cotton Marker database and Cotton Gen and the Cotton Genome database, they don't offer this function. There is QTL data within those databases, but they don't offer a comparison tool or any kind of visual graphics tool to like present them onto chromosomes. So the updates will be done by the curators and submission by the Cotton community, all of you. And comparison and placement of QTL can be done for further meta-analyses. Future directions, obviously more QTL will be added with succeeding studies. Hopefully in the future, additional populations will be added, more interspecific populations. Currently there aren't, I mean, there are other interspecific studies, QTL studies, but there aren't enough to validate putting them on the database if there's only two or three studies. You know, you can read two or three papers. You can't read 100 papers altogether and make sense of it. So a candidate gene scanner can also be added that's similar to the gbrowse function on the Cotton genome database, where putative genes can be identified. A scanner for SNPs, putative mRNAs, and conserved domains. And this is once the Upland and Pima genomes are sequenced in the near future. These are my references for the PowerPoint. Are there questions? Yes, Dr. Fang.
So I know you are students. But
yes.
Certainly graduate. After you graduate, who's going to be the curator of this database?
I will leave that to Dr. Zhang and my other lab mates to update, but they'll carry the torch. Anyone else? Yes.
When you were putting together the different traits, how did you reconcile the fact that often people will call a specific trait the same thing, different names?
So micronair and fiber fineness would be called the same. I consolidated them and called them all micronair.
Okay.
Yeah, I ran into a lot of things like that, like color versus yellowness. You know, they all became color. But I have there's a page, this page on the database, I define what each trait, so it's easy for the user to understand what they're clicking. Yes?
In your opinion, what's your thought on the disparity between the rate you map versus the rate you relate?
I think it's very behind, because the bottleneck would be Mendelian genetics to actually say that this QTL is responsible for this phenotype, you know, and this is validated. So, I mean, there are 1,000 QTL in the last year and a half, so obviously we're not validating them that fast. Yes, sir. That is a good future direction, to actually highlight those QTL and say that they are validated. I was going to show you, where is it? The future direction here with the gbrowse feature can highlight a hotspot region and find all the putative candidate genes within that region. So that would be a direction to take to begin to validate those hot spots.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.